At 6:06, it is clear, 29 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high this afternoon of 59. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. We begin this morning looking down from the edge. Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn is urging Washington to get it together. He says now is the time for lawmakers and the president to show leadership to avoid the fiscal cliff.
It is true some of the very wealthy are very well protected in terms of the tax code. We need to eliminate that. It is true there's going to come a point in time where we can't borrow any more money and interest rates are going to skyrocket.
He made the comments on MSNBC. Coburn says this is not the time for either side to dig in their heels. The University of Tulsa's athletic director is on leave this morning. 39-year-old Russ Parmalee was placed on leave yesterday afternoon after allegations surfaced that he had been involved in gambling. The allegations came as part of a criminal case against a suspected bookie in the Oklahoma City area. In the spirit of full disclosure, the University of Tulsa does own this radio station. People are flocking to the retailers in hopes of being the winner of $500 million. KWGS intern Jessica Byerly has our story this morning on Powerball Fever.
The jackpot has reached a record $500 million, and this man outside the Quick Trip on 11th Street near TU is planning to keep his winning a secret.
I think me and my fiance, we probably made a pact that we wouldn't tell our family member, but we'll just actually, you know, keep it to ourselves and we wouldn't tell them. But we'll help them quite a bit, but we won't tell anybody.
The drawing will be tonight, and your odds for winning are 1 in 175 million. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Officials say the plane en route to Tulsa from Houston that crashed was owned by a Broken Arrow partnership. The Cessna 421 twin-engine plane was registered to HS Air of Broken Arrow. The Texas Department of Public Safety says 64-year-old John Thomas Steeper of Broken Arrow was killed in the crash while the plane would seat six and a crew of two. Sleeper was apparently the only one on board. More than a dozen agencies partner for an anti-bullying town hall meeting in Tulsa. It was held last night at the Hale Junior High School. Among those taking part was the Parent Child Center of Tulsa. Steve Hahn is with the center.
It's truly a preventative effort. We want to help students and parents and teachers before this becomes an issue for a child or for an adult in the community, and we want to offer resources and teach skills.
About 70 people turned out for last night's meeting. A newly renovated bus shelter at Pine and North Peoria is just one step in a series of improvements that Tulsa Transit hopes to make to its system. Tulsa Transit head Bill Cartwright says the goal is to improve on-street facilities.
We have 1,500 bus stops around town, and we have a little over 200 bus shelters, so we've got a long way to go.
A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held for that new shelter yesterday. City leaders and university officials paint the town blue in advance of Saturday's championship game at TU.
True blue for TU week in the city of Tulsa. Congratulations.
Mayor Bartlett reads a proclamation declaring it True Blue TU Week before climbing into a crane and helping paint the iconic Blue Dome a deeper TU blue.
We've got a great opportunity to show off the city of Tulsa. It's going to be nationally covered, and we certainly want to make certain that when the cameras pan into the crowd, that we see every seat filled by a good football fan supporting the University of Tulsa.
Tulsa plays Central Florida in the Conference USA Championship game Saturday at Chapman Stadium. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunshine and a little warmer today, 59 for a high, clear, not so cold tonight, 39 for a low. Now clear and 29. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.